Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are up to Siv Gimel. We're on the last line of page Reish Lamed. We're about to turn on to page 460. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Habayis Shemanichim Bo Ha'erev Ein Tzarech Litein Pas. The house in which you are going to place the Erev Chatzeros does not need to contribute bread. The ain tzarich shia ba'eruv shava pruta. Each contribution of bread towards the eruv does not need to have the value of a pruta. The ain manichim oso bechatzer ela b'bayis sheroy ladira. You do not place the eruv chatzeros in the chatzer. Rather, you place it in one of the houses that is fit for living. La fuke beishar achsaju umerpesas, excluding a beishar, which is like a house that's guarding the gate where the guardsmen would sit. The achsaju is some kind of area that was between the houses and the chatzer. The merpesas, as we'll see in the mishabura, is like an upper floor. All those are considered not roy ladira. You cannot place the Erev there. V'tzaruch sheyehei bo arba amos al arba amos. The house in which you are going to place the Erev has to have the dimensions of 4 amos by 4 amos. V'afilu hu shel katan. Even if the house that you place the Erev in is owned by a katan, that's also going to be fine. V'imregilim litno tamid bebayis yadua. If you normally place the Erev in a specific house, a known house, Ein lohem l'shanoso, you should not change it. V'litno b'bayis acher, to put the Erev in another house, mipnei darchei shalom, in order to keep the peace. V'afilu katan yochol ligbos ha'erev ulokapso. And even a small child is able to gather the bread for the Erev together. The Rama says, V'aminog bazman hazel loniach ha'erev b'beis ha'knesses. The minog nowadays is to place the Erev in the shul. V'chein nogu ha'kadmonim, and that is the minog of the kadmonim. V'nirli atam and zot the Ramah, it appears to me the reason is the Eruvin shalonu yesh lohem din shituf. Although we just mentioned that an Eruv chatzeros must be in a house, and a shul is not a mokum dir, it's not a house, but the Erev that we call an Erev today is really a sheet of other mavuos, and the Mela v'ein tzarech laniach b'beis dira. The Erev nowadays is really a sheet of the mavuos, and therefore it does not need to be in a beis dira. You could put it in the shul v'ayin lekamon, simin shin pei vav v'shin pei zayin. So let's see the Mishabura now, beginning in Sivkoton Yud Ches. So a lot of very important points in this mechaber, lagabe the din of making the actual Erev Chatzeros. Din number one is that the house in which you place the Erev, or the bungalow in which you place the Erev for the bungalow colony, does not need to contribute anything to the Erev. Sha'arei ein ha'erev ela she'yachshov ki'ilu kulon darin sham. After all, the whole purpose of the Erev is to make and consider that everybody lives there. Varehu darsham, the one who lives in that house, it's his house. He doesn't have to contribute bread to show that it's his house. It actually is his house. So the first halach is the one who lives in the house where the Erev is being placed does not need to contribute towards the Erev. Point number two we said was that you do not need the Erev to be worth a pruta. Sivkatan yutes. La'afuke miman de'omer be'gemara. This is coming to exclude a shita that we have in the Gemara that says, Erev mishum kinyan. That the way an Erev works is that you're being kind of part of the house. Shebahabayis makne lohem beso avur apas. That the owner of the house where the Erev is being placed is being makne over to each person a chelak of his house on behalf of the bread that's being given to him. Ulefi zen, according to that shita, hayatzaruch shehei bepas al koponim shavapruta. Delich shav mammon. If that was the case, that we're go lefi that man de omer, that it's mishum kinyan, then the amount of money that you're giving over would have to have a din mammon, it had to be a shavapruta, and that's the only way you can make a kinyan. Kamash malon, comes the mechaber to teach us, delav mishum kinyan hu. The way the Erev is working is not midin kinyan, elashituf dira ba'almuhu. It's simply a joining together of the dwelling. Umizeh atam, and for that reason, gam kein tzaruch liten dafka pas. For that reason, that you're not making a kinyan, you're just joining together your dwelling space, it bedavka has to be bread, velo sagi bedavar acher. And it's not enough to use another kind of item, kigon kli v'kayotze bo she'enu machal. You can't use a non-food item like a vessel or anything else. De ikur diras odom hu b'mikom pito. The main dwelling place of a person is where his bread is, kol zem misbar b'shas. So because the halachas of the Eruv is going lefidim and omer that it's just joining together the deer of the dwelling, so therefore it has to be bread, because that's where a person lives, is where his bread is, and that's why also it does not need to be a shavapruta. We're not making any kind of kinyan. We're simply joining together our bread in one house. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis a katan chaf. On that which the Mechaber said, the Erev must be placed in a dwelling place, in a makom dira, in a house, in a bungalow, la'afuke beishar, it can't be in a beishar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the afa gav she'asuyin ke'in batim, even though the beishar is made like a house, the guard might sleep there, mikomakom ho'il v'hein drisas ha'regel l'chol b'nei ha'chatzar. Since all the members of the chatzar are walking through the beishar, lo chashivi dira. That's not called a dira, and therefore the Erev can't be in the beishar. Sivkaton chafalf, it also can't be on the mirpeses. What's the mirpeses? That's a mokom gavua b'chatzar. It's a high area in the chatzar. Ubo madregos olim bohem lalios. So they had a bottom floor and a top floor. So this shita that the Mishaburah is bringing down holds the Merpeses is a raised area, and from that raised area there are stairs going up to the second floor. And this area that is raised up is surrounded by a building, and people are living there. And the Merpeses is not considered a Mokum Dira, the Erev can't be placed there. The Mokum Dira has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, says the Mishaburah Chabez. The Ozu Roy Ladira. Only when a house is 4 amos by 4 amos, then it's fit for living. The Muroch of Yoser Mi'arba. Let's say this house is wider than 4 amos. Eloshu Kotzer Ba'arko. But the length of the house is very short. So it's long in one direction, short in the other direction. The Yeshbo L'Rabeya Arba L'Arba. It has the proper square footage of a 4x4 house, but it's not 4x4. It's longer in one direction, shorter in the other direction. So Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim, that's already a Machlokas Aposkim, Imikri Dira. If that's considered fit for Dira or not, Lufikach Mnanochon Laniach L'Chadchila Bebayis Acher Yoser Godol. Therefore, L'Chadchila, the Erev should not be put into such a house. You're getting involved in a Machlokas. You should rather place it in a larger house that has the full dimensions of 4x4 in both directions. We said the house that you put the Erev in can even belong to a katan. The house that you put in the Erev in belongs to a katan. The kamash mulan, the chiddush of the mechaber is the lo tema. Don't say the tzarach lahaknos lahem beso. Like we said before, it's not working with din kinyan that the owner of the house has to be makna over his house to the other person. The katan labar aknuyehu. That would be a problem if it was working through a kinyan if the house belonged to a katan, because a katan can't make a kinyan. So Kamash Mulan, the Mechaber is coming to teach us, Delo Mishum Kinyan Hi. Erev is not working within Kinyan. Again, Ela Mishum Dira. Rather, it's simply joining together the place where people are living. And therefore, it doesn't matter as long as it's a Makam Dira, even if it's owned by a Katan, it's simply a place to put the bread, and therefore it's perfectly fine in the house of a Katan. Then the Mechaber told us a very important halacha, that if they normally place it in bungalow A, you can't just switch it one summer to be bungalow B. You keep it where it is. Sivkotun chavdalad, regilin litno tamid, lafuke in lo hurgulu adayin lezabayas. This is coming to exclude a case where they don't normally place it in one house. So then, ein lahakbid in mishanin lebayas acher, if it was just put in one time in one place, no problem moving it. It has to be that it was rugged to be in house number one. Then you can't just switch it something like the house number two. Sivkotun chafei ein lohem l'shanosa. You should not change it. Vafilu yeshlem ktsas tam bedover. Even if they have a small reason why they want to change it, you still can't change it. In lo di yeshlem taima rabba. Unless they have a very strong reason, to oz mutarim l'shanoso. After all, since the only reason you're not supposed to change it is b'pnei darach shalom, as we'll discuss in great detail in a moment, but it's not that it's not changeable, it's just not appropriate to change it. But if you have a big reason you want to change it, it would be, yes, okay to change it. Sivkotun chafov, but barring a big reason, don't change it v'litno b'bayis acher. V'afilu meis ha'balabayis. Even if the balabayis of the house where the Erev is normally placed dies, you continue putting it in the house that he lived in, where his Yorshim are going to be living. V'afilu hasheni nosein mo'os livnei chotzer l'aniyah b'beiso. Even if someone else really wants the Erev in his house and he's willing to offer money to all the members of the bungalow colony to put the Erev in his house, it's so chashiv to him. V'afilu hu tamid chacham. Even if this new person who wants the Erev in his house is a Talmid Chacham, v'harishon ama'aretz, and the one whose house it's in now is an ama'aretz, you do not change it. However, in bitchilas hanesina hisnu l'shanos, but if in the initial creation of the Erev, when you first started making the Erev, you put it in one person's house, but you made a t'nai that you're going to change it, so then, mutar l'shanos, then of course you could change it. However, v'yesh me'achronim shemefafikim bazeh, there are achronim that are mesupik about that, if that's even true, even if you made a t'nai, if it's going to be okay to switch it once it started off in that person's house. And again, the Mechaber said the reason why you can't change it, once it's in house A, to move it to house B, is mipnei darchei shalom. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us a long discussion of what that means, mipnei darchei shalom. Inyan darchei shalom bikan hu mishum chashad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this idea of darchei shalom, of keeping the peace, is because of suspicion. We're trying to avoid suspicion. What exactly is the suspicion we're trying to avoid? So that is a very big machlokas Rashi Tosas, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down right here. Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains, Hovil v'hurgol ha'eruv b'soch oso abayis. Since it is normal to have the eruv in house A, in bosa l'shanos es mekomo, if you're all of a sudden going to switch it to house B, ha'nichnosin la'oso habayis. Those who walk into house A, where they know the Erev is normally there, v'lo yiru sham ha'erev, they're not going to see the Erev there, yachshadu livnei ha'chotzer shematatalim b'li Erev. They are going to have suspicion about all the people in the chotzer that they don't have an Erev and they're carrying without an Erev. And therefore leave the Erev in the original house where it was, so nobody will walk in and suspect that there's no Erev this time and everyone's carrying without an Erev. That is how Rashi explains. Ubetosas pirshu de chashadahu. Tosas explains the shot a little differently. Sheyachshadu lebalabayis zeshe gonei pas min ha'eruv. People see the eruv is normally in house A. All of a sudden it's not there. They're going to say, they took it out of house A because they was suspicious that Mr. A was stealing the food from the eruv. Ulakacho tzio oso mimenu lebayis acher. It's not a suspicion on the chotzer in general that the people are carrying without an Erev like Rashi. Rather, it's a chshad of the person who normally had the Erev in his house. They're going to say he's a ganav. That's why they took it away. Umitoch kach yovo lide machlokas imoyim. It's going to lead to a machlokas between the owner of house A and everybody else. What's an afkamina between the case of Rashi, the chshad of Rashi, you're going to think they're carrying without an Erev, and the chshad of Tosos, that you're going to suspect that the guy whose house it was in stole money and they took it out of his house. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ulepirish Rashi, Bivada Yesh Lachmir Afilu Mocher Bayis Lacher. What's going to be a case when Mr. A, who owns house A, all of a sudden sells his house to somebody else? Do you have to leave the Erev in the new person's house? So according to Rashi, you should be machmir, even if he sells it to someone else, shelo l'shanos mokom ha'erev. Even if there's a new owner in that house, leave the Erev in the same place. Because they're still going to walk into the house, see there's no Erev where it normally is, and they think people are carrying without an Erev. So according to Rashi, even if the house where the Erev is normally located is sold to someone else, you still keep it there. However, achein lepirish atosos. According to Tosos, the chshad is going to think the guy stole, and that's why they moved it away from him. Efshar lomar, there we could say the ahalokeach lo yovel v'chshad. If a new person bought the house, no one's going to suspect him. He didn't own the house last year. He never owned the house with the eriv, so it can't be they suspected that he stole. And that's why they moved it out. He's a new guy, and therefore, according to Tosos, it would be okay to switch it if a new person bought the house. The fact that they took the Erev out, they're not going to suspect that he stole. He never had the Erev to steal from. So as a new guy, you moved it, so no one's suspecting you're moving it because he stole food from the Erev. So that would be an afkamina between Rashi and Tosas. Vihine. Kol ze be'erev shedarko laniach oso bebayis bechinam v'kol chayose bezeh. This whole discussion is where the people of the chatzar place the Erev in a certain house, and they don't pay him money to hold the Erev. Aval, dover shetzrichim litin mos lazeh. But it's something that they're paying money for. It's a paying job to have the Erev in your house. So then yecholen l'shanosu litin la'acher. Then the people of the chatzar, they can give it to someone else. They want to help someone else's panosa. They can move the Erev from the guy number A's house and move it to somewhere else. Even if they're not trying to save money, they're going to give the money to someone else, that's also going to be okay. And the Shaar Tzionach of Aleph says, there's no chshad. People are going to say, until now they wanted to help this guy with his parnasa, so they paid him to watch the Erev. Now it's time to help out someone else, so they're moving the Erev to pay him the money. So the whole chshad is when it's not a paying job. Once it's a paying job to keep the Erev in your house, then there's no problem of moving it to someone else's house. Ubechol gavna, in all cases, im avru, if they did the wrong thing, v'nosne v'bayas acher, and they moved the Erev when they weren't supposed to, ein mechuyovim lehotzi misham. You can leave it there. Once you moved it, you weren't supposed to move it, but you moved it, you're allowed to leave it there. Now, however, if the people giving in want to go back to the original place and give over there, he's allowed to do that. It does need Ian. An interesting note over here is note number 33. We brought Rashi, we brought Taisus, the Rambam has a different shot. It's brought in note 33 and 34. Note 33. Tam acher sha'asu l'shanos es mokom ha'eruv. Another reason why you can't change the house where the Erev is, writes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Gittin, Shehu mishum sheyesh livnei bayis zeh hana. The people who have the Erev in their house, they get a hana. Shabayis shemanichim bo asa Erev ain't tzarech laseis pas. Like we just learned before, the place where the Erev is put in, you don't have to give in bread. Even though we said the bread you give in is less than a shavapruto, doesn't have to be so much. But lemaisa, if the Erev is in my house, I get a hana. I save money on my contribution to the Erev. I don't have to contribute. V'hiksha Magen Avram, shari b'gemara mevur she'atamu mishim chshada. Fret Magen Avram on the Rambam, the Gemara says the reason why we don't move it is because of chshad. What's the chshad over here if you're saying it's because of hana? So Masa Shekel writes, Shela Rambam hoisa girsa acheres. The Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. He didn't have a girsa of chshada. In the place of chshada, he had hana. It's because of another, you can't change it. And it turns out in Afgamina, when a person sells the house where the Erev normally is, can you change it or not? So note 34 writes, V'chein lefi atam shekosav Rambam. Also lefi the reason of the Rambam we just mentioned, that it's because of the hana, that the person who has the Erev in his house doesn't have to contribute any bread. Sha'asr l'shanos, you can't change it, b'pnei sheyesh l'pnei abayis hana, because of the hana, writes the Magen Avram, shemutr l'shanos mibeis halokeach. If it's a new person who bought the house where the Erev normally is, you are allowed to change the Erev to a different house. Shari lokeach ze lo zocha banazu. He never got this hana, so you're not taking away his hana. It would be perfectly fine, according to the Rambam, says the Magen Avram, to switch the Erev to someone else's house. Continues the Mishabura Sivkaton Chav Ches. We said, Afilu katan yochal ligbos ha'erev l'kab, so even a small child can gather the bread for the Erev. Says the Mishabura, top line on Reish Lamed Aleph. It's all for the reason that we mentioned above. She'eno mishum kinyan. That an Erev is not working midin kinyan. She'et tzarech bardas l'haknos. That you would need someone that's a bardas to make the kinyan. And therefore, even a katan can collect the bread. It's only a makam dira. You're just collecting bread. V'afal pi she'en b'maisa katan klum. And even though in the maisa the katan it's not really considered anything, mikol makom ha'eruv nasa memel k'shunah b'bayis. L'maisa, the bread is together in the house when the katan put it there and that gets the job done. We don't need a gadol, we don't need a bardas. As long as the food is there, it's a makom dir, it's fine. U'mikol makom ayidei akum aser l'kapsul l'chatchila, but you can't have a guy collecting the food for the eruv l'chatchila. D'choshed lignov u'lahachlev tov b'ra, because we suspect that maybe the guy is going to steal some of the Erev or exchange some good for bad, and therefore a katan is okay, but an akum is not going to be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis a katan chavtes. Very important Ramah. After the Mechaber said that the actual Erev must be in a makum dira, it must be in a house, a shul is not a house. And nowadays, after Ramah, we put the Erev in the shul. And that's what we do, Lamaisa. We put the Erev in the shul. It's not allowed to be in a shul. It has to be in a makum dira in a house. So the Ramah said, the pshat is that our Erevin are really not an Erev Chatzeros, it's really a Shitufei Mavuos, and therefore a Shitufei Mavuos can be anywhere in a Chatzer, it does not have to be in a Makom Dira. So says the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes, V'nir Liatam, Ratzalom Ramitza say, Afal Pi Shebeis Akneses Eino Roy Ladira. even though a shul is not fit for living, mipnei kedushaso, because of its great kedusha, sharei hadira hu makom hachila, the whole point of a makom dira is a place where you eat, va'osar lechol bebeis hakneses, and you're not allowed to eat in shul, in lo halomdim sham, except for those who learn there, kemo shekasav esinik kufnun aleph, mikomakom yesh l'kaima minug, but still says the Mishabura, we can uphold the minug of putting the erev in the shul, kemo shemesam, like the Ramah ends off with, She'eruvin shalonu yesh lohem din shitufei mavuos. Our, what we call an Erev, is not really an Erev that has to go in a Beis Dira. It's really a shitufei mavuos. Tahainu shekola chatzeros v'abatim shebemavui. All the courtyards, all the houses that are in the alleyway, mishtatvin yachad be'erev zeh, they all contribute together. V'shitufei mavuos ain't tzarech lanicho klal be'Beis Dira. And a shitufei mavuos does not need to be in a Beis Dira at all. Rak shehei b'mokom ha'mishtam b'levad. It could be in any area of the chatzer, just a place that it will be guarded. Kemo shekasa b'simen shin pevav, like we'll see soon. Emir tzasem in simen shin pevav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a katan lamed v'ein tzarech laniel b'beis dira. Again, the shitufei mavuos, which is what our Erev really is, there's not any beis dira. Ulefiza, according to this, she'ein beis hakneses neshel beis dira, according to what we're saying now, that a shul is not considered a beis dira, so chashvinan le'rak echotzer ha'shutvin. So a shul has a din of a chatzar ha-shutvin, so memelo umutr letalta mimeno lechatzar acheres bli erev chatzerus. As we've learned, you're allowed to carry something that started off Shabbos in the chatzar, freely in the chatzar, and from one chatzar to another chatzar without an erev. So if the shul has a din of a chatzar ha-shutvin, you would be allowed to carry from the shul to a chatzar acheres without making the eruvei chatzerus. The kol ha-chatzerus rishus achas. All chatzerus are considered one rishus, like we'll see later in Shinai and Beis. I'd like to end with one charatzion and os chavav. Not only can you carry from the shul to another chatzer, afilu derech hamavui, you can even carry from the shul to another chatzer through a mavui, im hurak misukin kadin belechi v'kora, as long as it's fixed up properly with either a lechi or a kora, af shalom nishtatfu bo, even though they didn't join together in a shituf, de lo nesar lahotzi mechatzer lamavui, it's only aser to carry from a chatzer to a mavui, rak kelim sheshosu babayis, only kelim that started of Shabbos in the house, they were brought to the chatzar, then you can't carry from the chatzar to the mavui. Velo sheshosu b'chatzar, but things that were starting of Shabbos in the chatzar, they can be brought to the mavui, from the chatzar to the mavui, to another chatzar, that's all going to be fine. We will stop here and continue Vayter Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.